The Ascension, Surah Al-Isra. Topic of the Surah. This Surah focuses on the perfection of the prophetic message of Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Surah also contains indications and glad tidings of the mission being guaranteed and having a future.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas sami'ul basir.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Allah, may he be glorified, is exalted from everything not appropriate for him. It is he who took his servant Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the night journey from the sacred masjid, mosque, in Mecca, to the masjid of Jerusalem, whose surroundings I have blessed with fruits, crops, and dwellings of prophets, peace be upon them. For him to see some of our signs which show Allah's power and ability, may he be glorified. He's the one who hears everything, no sound escapes him, and the one who sees everything, nothing is hidden from him, and the one who sees from whom nothing seen is hidden.
وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا.
Verse number 2. I gave Moses, peace be upon him, the Torah, and I made it a guide and manual for the Israelites. I said to the Israelites, do not take besides me any guardian to whom you entrust your affairs. Rather, place your reliance in me alone.
ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا.
Verse number 3. You are from the progeny of those I had favored with salvation together with Nuh, peace be upon him, from drowning in the flood. So remember this favor and thank Allah by worshipping and following him alone. In this, follow the example of Nuh, for he was very thankful of Allah.
وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا.
Verse number 4. I told the Israelites and I informed them in the Torah that definitely they will be guilty of corruption on earth by their sin and arrogance twice, and they will rise over people with injustice and oppression, transgressing their limits in their rise.
فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا.
Verse number 5. When the first corruption occurred, I set against them servants of ours, possessing great might and power, who killed and displaced them. They ransacked their homes, destroying everything they passed by. Allah's promise of that definitely occurred.
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا.
Verse number 6. Then once again I gave you, O Israelites, the upper hand and dominance over those who were set against you when you repented to Allah, and I supplied you with wealth after your wealth had been looted, and children after your children were taken captive, and I made you a force more in number than your enemies.
إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا.
Verse number 7. If you do good actions, O Israelites, in the manner that is required of you, then the recompense of that will be to your benefit. For Allah is in no need of your actions. If you do bad actions, the consequences of that will be to your detriment. Your good actions do not benefit Allah, and nor your bad actions harm Him. When the second corruption occurs, I will set your enemies against you to humiliate you, and make shame appear on your faces due to the various types of disgrace they will make you taste, and to enter Jerusalem and destroy it, just as they entered and destroyed it the first time, and to completely ruin all the lands that they conquer. Beneficial points. 1. The virtue of the sacred mosque and the farthest mosque. 2. Explanation of the virtue of gratitude and following in the footsteps of those prophets and messengers who were thankful. 3. The benefit of doing good and remaining firm on following Allah returns to the person himself. Similarly, the evil of doing bad actions and going against Allah's instructions goes back to the person himself. 4. It is from Allah's wisdom and practice that He sends against those who do corruption people who will stop them from that, so that Allah's wisdom of reformation is realized. 5. A warning to this nation against committing sin, so that they are not afflicted by what the Israelites were afflicted by. Allah's practice is the same and does not change.
عسى ربكم أن يرحمكم وإن عدتم عدنا وجعلنا جهنم للكافرين حصيرا.
Verse number 8. Perhaps your Lord, O Israelites, will have mercy on you after this severe reprisal if you repent to Him and do good actions. If you revert to causing corruption a third time, or more than that, I will revert to taking reprisals from you. I have made hell a prison for the disbelievers, from which they will not find any release.
إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
Verse number 9. This Quran that is revealed to Muhammad, peace be on him, guides to the best way, which is the way of Islam, and it informs those who have faith in Allah and who do good deeds of something that will please them, which is that they will receive a great reward from Allah.
وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
Verse number 10. It informs those who do not have faith in the Day of Judgment of something that will distress them, which is that I have prepared for them a painful punishment on the Day of Judgment.
وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالشَّرِّ دُعَاءَهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا.
Verse number 11. Man, on account of his ignorance, prays for evil against himself, his children and his wealth, when he is angry, just as he prays for good for himself. If we had to answer his prayer for evil, he will be ruined, and so will his children and his wealth. Human beings are naturally hasty, and therefore may hastily bring on something that is harmful.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرَةً لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا.
Verse number 12. I have created the night and the day as two signs indicating Allah's oneness and power, due to their differences in term of being long or short, hot or cold. I made the night dark for the purpose of rest and sleep, and I made the day bright, in which people can see and work for their livelihood. This was so, that by the alteration of day and night, you can know the number of years and calculate the months, days, and hours that you require. I have explained everything in detail, so that it may all become clear, and the truthful can become distinguished from the liars.
وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا.
Verse number 13. For every person I have made the actions that proceed from him attached to him, like how a necklace is attached to the neck. They will not leave him until he is taken to account for them. On the day of judgment, I will bring out for him a book that contains every good or bad deed that he did, which he will find spread open before him.
اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا.
Verse number 14. I will say to him on that day, O man, read your book, and take an account of your soul for your deeds. You are enough to take an account of yourself on the day of judgment.
من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا.
Verse number 15. Whoever is guided to faith, then the reward of his being guided is for his own good, and whoever goes astray, the punishment for his going astray is to his detriment. No soul carries the sin of another soul. Nor do I ever punish a people until I establish proof against them by sending messengers to them.
وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلُ فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا.
Verse number 16. When I decided to destroy a town because of its wrongdoing, I instructed those who became reckless because of affluence to obey Allah, but they did not comply. And instead, they disobeyed him and transgressed. So the word of the decimating punishment became justified against them, and I destroyed them completely.
وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا.
Verse number 17. And we have destroyed many generations after Nuh, such as Da'ad and Thamud. Your Lord, O Messenger, is sufficient as a knower and seer of the sins of his servants. Nothing is hidden from him, and he will recompense them for the same. Beneficial points. 1. Whoever follows the guidance of the Quran is the most perfect, most upright, and most guided of people in all his affairs. 2. The Quran contains good news, warnings, and the means by which the good news can be attained. 3. Warning against praying for evil for oneself or children. 4. The divergence of the night and day by increasing and decreasing and by their alteration, and the light of the day and darkness of the night, are all signs of Allah's oneness and existence, and His perfect knowledge and power. 5. The cycle of night and day makes us come to know the corresponding number of years, months and days. 6. The day is the appropriate time for work, action, and going about on earth to earn a livelihood and obtain provision. 7. Every person's deeds are fixed to him, whether good or bad. They are specific and bound to him. 8. The verses affirm the principle of individual responsibility and Allah's justice and mercy to his servants.